With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
If you've ever had to say goodbye to someone, you treasure the last words they spoke. You remember what they said. And you hold on to those final words. So for Lent in 2021, we've been focusing on the last words of Jesus from the cross. We're asking, what did he say? What does it mean for us? How do those words change us? This week, we focus on the word compassion. Because in an act of compassion, Jesus cared for his widow mother. By commending her to his disciple John, he said, dying from the cross, he looked down and said, "Woman, behold your son." And then to John, "Behold your mother." And in that compassionate act, he created a new community. He created a community of love. He created the Christian community, the church. What does that word mean for us today? And how will we live it?
The Invitation Prayer. O God, the psalm says, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. So I am quick to run to you. I know you look on me with compassion, so I come to you first. I rush into your arms. I speak into your ear. As my Father in heaven, hear my voice today. In Jesus' name, amen. The Confession. Forgive my sins, O Lord. Forgive me the sins of my present and the sins of my past, the sins of my soul and the sins of my body, the sins which I have done to please myself and the sins which I have done to please others. Forgive me my wasted and idle sins. Forgive me my serious and deliberate sins. Forgive me those sins which I know and those sins which I know not, the sins which I have labored so to hide from others that I have hid them from my own memory. Forgive them, O Lord. Forgive them. The word for today from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 5. Paul writes, "For I delivered to you, as of first importance, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, to Peter,
and then to the 12. The meditation. It's another Sunday in Lent, and we've been looking at the Sundays in Lent as a break from the repentant nature of Lent, and we focus on Sundays as little Easters. We look ahead to the resurrection. We focus our gaze on Christ, our life. Today, remember the historical nature of the Christian faith. You just heard from Paul in 1 Corinthians 15. He said, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I received." He also said that there are eyewitnesses, the 12, to Peter, revealed himself to them. The point is this, that the Christian faith is grounded in history. Our faith is not a mystical religion. Christianity is founded on the account of eyewitnesses. The supernatural was witnessed by natural, normal human beings. Paul noted that the resurrected Christ appeared to the disciples and even at one point to 500 people at one time. It's a historical account. Imagine the shock and the awe of all those who witnessed a dead man walking. By faith, we share that same amazement. On this Sunday, focus on this resurrection verse. That's 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 5. Thank God for witnesses to the resurrection. Thank God for the historicity that he came in time, in space, to our world, to live, to die, to rise again. Ascending prayer. We pray, Lord of compassion, you have called us into a new family by the blood of your cross. Give us your spirit of compassion, that we might love one another as you have loved us. You love me, and you send me. So, Jesus, I now go in your name. Amen.